This is Bigger Pockets Daily, real estate investing education for your earballs. The following article was first published on biggerpockets.com/blog. We'll link to it in the show description, but you can see the photos, comments, and related articles. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
The 98 Best Markets for House Hacking in 2022 by Dave Meyer. As home prices and the cost of rent hit all-time highs, many Americans are wondering what living arrangement is best for their financial future. To rent or buy? For many, neither looks particularly appealing. As of May 2022, housing prices are up 14% year over year and up 45% from May 2019. Combined with rising interest rates, the average mortgage payment for a home buyer purchasing a median-priced home in June 2022 has increased a staggering 48% over last year. Normally, in a climate like this, people priced out of the housing market would turn to the rental market as their best option, but that offers little relief. According to Redfin, rents are up about 15% year over year, and bidding wars for rentals are becoming increasingly common. So which is better, renting or buying? The answer largely depends on your personal situation, and plenty of calculators on the internet offer to help you assess the question for yourself. However, I find the traditional rent versus buy analysis discussion and tools lacking, as they present a false dichotomy. Buying and renting aren't your only options. House hacking is a third living arrangement and is a viable and attractive alternative for millions of Americans looking to save on their housing expenses. To help demonstrate this point, I have made a free Excel calculator that you can download to run a personalized analysis. The link you can find at biggerpockets.com. I've also conducted a thorough analysis of the largest 98 markets in the U.S. to measure the actual dollar impact of house hacking versus alternative living arrangements, traditional renting, or buying. So, I will provide substantial data today to showcase the benefits of house hacking. I'll start with a brief overview of house hacking, walk through how my analysis works, and provide data on some of the best markets in the country. Intro to house hacking. House hacking is another term for an owner-occupied real estate investment. Basically, the investor buys a rental property, lives in one part of the property, and rents out the remaining parts. This can take two forms. One, small multifamily properties. The investor purchases a 2-, 3-, or 4-unit property, lives in one unit, and rents out the remaining units. Two, single-family properties. The investor purchases a single-family home, lives in one bedroom, and rents out the remaining bedrooms. House hacking is a unique living arrangement because it combines many of the benefits of homeownership with the benefits of rental property investing. Some of the primary benefits are 1. Taking advantage of owner-occupied financing. In the world of mortgages, Properties with 4 units or fewer are considered residential properties, as long as the investor lives in the property. They are eligible for owner-occupied financing, which comes with one of the lowest interest rates of any loan. Furthermore, these types of properties can qualify for an FHA loan, which means the investor can put as little as 3.5% down and buy up to 4 units. 2. House hacking deals can make money in a variety of ways. Some house hacks will cash flow, which is excellent. But even if they don't, the tax savings, loan paydown, and potential for appreciation typically help boost the investor's net worth more than renting or traditional homeownership. 3. House hacking is an excellent way to learn the real estate business. Having house hacked for many years myself, I can confidently say there is no better way to learn the property management side of the real estate investing industry than by living in your own investment. You'll become a master at working with your tenants, managing maintenance and repair, and spotting value-add opportunities. These are just a few of the benefits. If you want to learn more about house hacking, you can check out another article, plenty of them to see, at biggerpockets.com. Of course, this living arrangement isn't for everyone. You need money to put down and save maintenance reserves, and not everyone wants to share walls. Again, having done this myself, sharing walls is not a big deal, especially if you consider the significant benefits house hacking can have on your long-term finances. House hacking analysis. To quantify and demonstrate the impact of house hacking, I built a free calculator you can download at biggerpockets.com. I then took the median home prices and the median rent for 98 of the biggest U.S. cities to measure how beneficial house hacking is and in what markets it makes the most sense. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, this analysis depends heavily on your own personal situation. So to compare the 98 markets, I had to make some assumptions, which are summarized as follows. The investor has the cash needed for the down payment and any required reserves, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at a 6% interest rate, the rent paid as a renter and the rent generated as a house hacker equals the median rent in a given city. This best simulates buying a duplex and renting out one unit. A median-priced home is purchased in the given city. In the rental scenario, the would-be down payment, the money retained by not making a down payment, is invested into the stock market or other return-generating investment. In reality, not all people would do this. I also make one last big assumption. The investor stays in the chosen living arrangement for the next 30 years. I know this is unlikely, but it's the best way to run the analysis. Many house hackers ultimately refinance their house hack, turn it into a traditional investment property, and then purchase another property. For those who intend to pursue that strategy, you can safely assume that it will make house hacking even more beneficial than my calculations show. With those assumptions, I ran 2 scenarios. 20% down and 10% down with a 1% private mortgage insurance PMI payment. 20% down analysis. Even with interest rates rising to 6%, the average house hacker will see a positive boost to their net worth in just 5.8 years, and that's with relatively conservative assumptions. Keep in mind that this and all of the data in this section are the averages for the country. As you'll see later, the benefits vary significantly from city to city. House hacking versus renting. Over 10 years, the average house hacker will have a net worth of $104,000, greater than the average renter in a 30-year hold period that grows to more than $1.1 million. So as I said before, it's unlikely anyone actually house hacks the same property for 30 years, but this exercise shows the power of house hacking as opposed to renting when it comes to increasing your net worth. Net worth break-even house hack benefit, 5.8 years. Net worth 5-year house hack benefit, minus $7,400. Net worth 10-year house hack benefit, $104,000. Net worth 30-year house hack benefit, $1.1 million. In addition to measuring the impact of house hacking on net worth, I also examined how the investor's cash outlay is impacted. This is a measure of how much cash you'll have in your bank account, factoring in the down payment. Because of the large 20% down payment in this scenario, the break-even point for cash outlay is more than twice as long as the net worth break-even point, at 12.2 years. Keep in mind, this doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be spending more on housing each year. In fact, it means the opposite. In many of the years, you'll generate positive cash flow. If you house hack, it will take 12.2 years on average for you to recoup the cash you spent on your down payment and closing costs through your increased cash flow. But as we've covered, the investor is earning returns on appreciation and loan paydown during that period, in addition to cash flow. Cash outlay break-even house hack benefit, 12.2 years. Cash outlay 5-year house hack benefit, negative 4,200. Cash outlay 10-year house hack benefit, negative 1,100. Cash outlay 30-year house hack benefit, $16,400. All told, after 10 years in this scenario, the house hacker would be more than $100,000 wealthier than the average renter. And after 30 years, would have approximately $1.1 million more than the renter. House hacking versus buying. When comparing house hacking to traditional home ownership, the impacts are immediate, but less pronounced. The break-even point for both cash outlay and net worth is just 2 years, but the 30-year benefit caps out at $569,000 for net worth and $29,200 for cash outlay. Not as dramatic as the renter comparison, but still an incredible difference in outcomes. Here's a summary of the findings. Net worth break-even house hack benefit, 2 years. Net worth 5-year house hack benefit, $42,000. Net worth 10-year house hack benefit, $119,200. Net worth 30-year benefit, $568,800. Taking a look at cash outlay break-even, HH benefit, house hack, 2 years. Cash outlay 5-year benefit, $14,200. Cash outlay 10-year house hack benefit, $16,400, and 30-year benefit, $29,200. When house hacking instead of traditional homeownership, the positive benefits to both cash outlays and net worth are immediate and translate into about $570,000 in wealth creation over 30 years. 10% down analysis. Because many house hackers put less than 20% down on their property, I thought it would be helpful to rerun this scenario by putting 10% down. All other assumptions are the same here, except that a 1% PMI expense is added to the calculation, which happens when you put less than 20% down on a property. The results from this scenario are still compelling, but slightly less so than the 20% down scenario. This is because the investor pays more interest over time and 1% in PMI, which doesn't go towards the principal or have any positive benefit. Here are the results for comparing renting against house hacking. Net worth break-even average, 8.2 years. Net worth 5-year house hack benefit, negative $40,410. Net worth 10-year benefit, $38,800. Net worth 30-year, $930,000. Cash outlay break-even benefit, 15 years. Cash outlay 5-year benefit, minus $11,400. Cash outlay 10-year benefit, minus $8,300. Cash outlay 30-year benefit, plus $9,200. It takes longer for the break-even point, but the upside is still huge at about $930,000 over 30 years. That's an enormous boost to the investor's retirement. Metro analysis. So that analysis shows the projected outcomes nationally, but the range of outcomes varies based on city, of course. So in my analysis, using the 20% down scenario, one city, Detroit, had a net worth break-even in the first year, and two cities tied for last place. Spokane, Washington, and Boise, Idaho took 11 years to break-even. So it's important to see where your market falls. To help with that, I put a quick chart together that shows the net worth break-even point for the top 98 markets in the U.S. with the 20% down scenario. I am not going to list all 98 cities in a podcast. However, this article is really easy to find. Just search for the words best markets for house hacking. You'll find it and you can see the chart right at biggerpockets.com. Let's take a look at some conclusions and wrap things up today. House hacking is an incredible wealth-building tool for those with the ability and desire to do it. While it seems like it takes a while for the benefits to pay off, the positive benefits of house hacking compound over time and begin to show exponential growth. So as I said before, it's unlikely anyone house hacks for 30 years, but I hope that this podcast today has conveyed how important your choice of living arrangement is. If you house hack now, you're almost sure to see a positive benefit to your net worth, whether you live in that property long term or eventually turn it into a traditional rental and move on to another house hack or investment. If you're interested in house hacking, a great first step is connecting to an investor-friendly agent, which you can do for free on Bigger Pockets. Okay, pretty good stuff, right? Thanks for taking time to listen to this article. Now remember, the Bigger Pockets calculators are powerful tools to help you make sound investing decisions. You can get 5 free reports at biggerpockets.com/calc, and pro members get unlimited use. I'll see you back here in 24 hours or less.